be the imam of Tafilat by a group of locals who are convinced that his holy blood would give them better crops. A ruler from this dynasty would apocryphally whip out his pistol and execute servants for insufficiently twirling a parasol, but otherwise relied heavily on a slave force of sub-Saharan Africans called the Black Guard. That ruler from this dynasty stripped the once majestic El Badi Palace for spare parts as an added insult to their predecessors. Those predecessors built the complex with ransom money after killing Thomas Stuckley and Sebastian I at the Battle of Al-Sasir Kibir. Mulay Ismail ruled this dynasty, whose King Muhammad III made it the first foreign state to recognize the U.S. as a nation. Serial child rapist Daniel Galvan was pardoned by the current ruler of this dynasty, Muhammad VI. For 10 points, name this dynasty that has led Morocco since 1659, whose name is phonetically equivalent to the ruling dynasty of Syria.
Assad.
No.
Bah.
Alawite. Pass
him two. Hold on, one sec. I forgot to ask beforehand. Are you guys okay with this match being recorded?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pass him two. At the beginning of a novel by this author, a character drops dead after betting he can match his ancestor's feat of filling a drinking horn with whiskey punch and swallowing it in one gulp. This author's frequent correspondence with Rachel Mordecai Lazarus motivated her to attack anti-Semitism in her novel Harrington. Almost all of this author's books were written under the supervision of her domineering father, Richard Lovell. She contrasted the rise of the narrator's ambitious son, Jason, with the downfall of the title location in the first Big House novel. Published in 1800, that novel by this author traces the reckless mismanagement of Sir Patrick...
Edgeworth.
Yes. And your bonus, one component of this phenomenon occurs via long-term potentiation and long-term depression. For 10 points each, name this generic term, which refers to the brain's ability to permanently change and reorganize itself, frequently via the strengthening and weakening of synapses.
Yes.
Synaptic plasticity is largely regulated by the activity of these two types of ion channels. Along with the kainate receptor, these two receptors allow the neurotransmitter glutamate to alter the balance of cations inside and outside of nerve cells. Name both.
The bending of the sodium potassium
It's NMDA and AMPA.
Okay.
This plasticity protein in the immediate early gene family serves as a regulator of synaptic strength. Its generic sounding name references the dependency of its localization to the synapse on microtubule associated transport and actin dependent docking.
All right, linked.
What's an answer?
Learning. It's ARC. It's activity regulated
cytoskeleton. Okay.
Plus of three. The image of coins which have lost their embossing is used in this work to describe a sum of human relations which have been poetically and rhetorically intensified. This essay asserts that there is little to praise when someone hides something behind a bush, then looks for it in the same place and finds it there. This essay notes that the fundamental human drive is the drive toward the formation of metaphors. This essay opens by claiming that the most arrogant and mendacious minute of world history was the invention of knowledge. It claims that the thing in itself would be incomprehensible and undesirable to the creators of language, and also examines the meanings of leaf and honesty after asserting that every word instantly becomes a concept. For 10 points, name this Friedrich Nietzsche essay about the epistemological nature. And your bonus, this man's major project was heavily informed by the work of biochemist Lu Guizhen, whom he married. For 10 points each, name this chemist and historian. In his many-volume history of science in China, this man asked why China fell behind Europe despite an early technological advantage. His namesake question. Mark Elvin's answer to the Needham question in part cites a shift in elite culture from Taoism to this other Chinese belief system. Chinese civil servants took torturous exams that forced them to recite passages from this system's five classics. This University of Chicago historian sought to synthesize ecological, geographic, and economic causes to explain the Needham question in his seminal work, The Great Divergence. Four, an anomalous transfer of spectral weight in these materials can be seen in their photoemission spectroscopy. Confining a Bose-Einstein condensate in an optical lattice produces examples of these materials that lack coherence. As the potential depth of that lattice is decreased, the condensate transitions from one of these materials into a superfluid. The transition into these materials occurs when the density of electrons to the 1/3 power times the Bohr radius is greater than a critical value. They can be identified by the presence of a second change in the Hall coefficient sign during doping, which is part of a general property that is found alongside antiferromagnetic order. These materials, which include vanadium 3 oxide and nickel oxide, are accurately described by the Hubbard model in the limit where the transfer integral of a single electron is overwhelmed by an on-site Coulombic interaction term. For 10 points, name these materials in which electron-electron repulsion prevents
collision.
Insulators? Prompt.
Mod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your bonus. After being shown this creature by Seiko, The narrator is awestruck by it and considers it a pagan god. For 10 points each, name this golden-colored creature. The narrator, Antonio, begins to turn away from Catholicism after Samuel tells him a myth about it.
It's the thing from the Mexican novel, like, the Urrea, what's that novel called? No, I can't remember. The Golden Cockerel.
The what?
The Golden Cockerel.
A golden carp. Antonio learns about the golden carp in this 1972 Rodolfo Anaya novel, in which he is mentored by the title Elderly Hero.
Yes, that one.
Bless me, Elderly.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yes,
the novel,
I'm sorry.
Antonio is comforted by this animal, which is spiritually linked to Ultima and dies when she dies. While protecting Ultima from an attack, it savagely gouges out one of Tenorio's eyes.
Oh, we gouge out a bull?
A bull.
Yeah, that would probably
be good. Okay, that could be fine. Still do it.
A bull.
It's an owl.
An iguana?
I can leave.
Classify. A coup launched during and sometimes named for this month was recorded by audio technicians in the night of the transistor radios. During that coup during this month, Antonio Tejero staged a coup to attempt to overthrow Juan Carlos I by taking Parliament at gunpoint. Lin Biao was named Mao's successor in part of his sweeping condemnation of a resistance movement to the Cultural Revolution known as the Countercurrent of this month. Anger over the Stavisky affair led to spontaneous right-wing riots in Paris in 1934, named for the 6th of this month. Clement Gottwald overthrew the government of Edvard Beneš in this month, securing communist rule in Czechoslovakia in a coup named Victorious this month. Japan's government by assassination period ended with a failed coup on the 26th of this month.
February?
Yes.
Yeah,
your bonus. This policy was supported by the Bureau of Shrines and is generally held to differ from a sect variant. For 10 points each, give this two-word English language term for an unofficial policy that was banned by a 1935 directive, which held that this practice contributed to nationalism and militarism during World War II.
Emperor worship, maybe?
Okay.
Emperor worship.
It's state Shinto. This intellectual movement, whose name means Native Studies, began during the Tokugawa period as an attempt to remove Chinese influences from traditional Japanese religion. Motoori Norinaga contributed to this movement with his complete analysis of the Kojiki.
Kokugaku.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Though freedom of religion is enshrined in Japan's post-war constitution, politicians like Junichiro Koizumi have made visits to this Shinto shrine that honors Japan's war dead, including many.
Shrine.
Yeah. Class of 6. At the end of a short story originally written in this language, a mother weeps after answering her son's question about why the title body parts have lighter palms. That story in this language, The Hands of Blacks, appear in the book We Killed Mangy Dog. In a novel written in this language, the hunter Archangel Archie Bullseye is hired to kill the creatures preying on the women of Kulumani. 25th of June becomes a chicken after being confined to a hen house in another novel written in this language, which includes a subplot about the search for Farida's son, Gaspar. Luis Bernardo Hanwana wrote in this language, which another author used to write Confession of the Lioness, and a book in which Mudinga and Twahir discovered the notebooks of Kinzu. Sleepwalking Land was written in
Portuguese.
Yeah. And your bonus. A book on picturing this man reprinted his lecture on pictures, which argued that photography allowed anyone to make their subjective nature objective, even in spite of the prejudiced documenter. For 10 points each, name this man who also gave lectures titled Age of Pictures, Life Pictures, and Pictures in Progress. Many photographs of him were preserved in albums collected by Arabella Chapman.
So probably like Frederick Douglass.
Yeah, that's
Frederick Douglass, who's done an amazing job and is being recognized more and more, saw photography as a counterpoint to minstrelsy, which he denounced often in essays for this newspaper that he edited from 1847 to 1851.
North Star.
Douglass invoked the example of white viewers confronting a photograph of this Mississippi senator, the first African American to serve in either House of Congress.
Yeah,
Congress. Yes, House of 7. Description acceptable. In allusion to its metaphorical pillars, this building's floors hang off of four elevator utility cores at the four corners. The underground concourse level of this building includes a skylit, circle-shaped water cascade called the Contemplative Court. A grassy green roof covers the enormous porch at this building's south entrance. This building's first and second floors are connected by an elliptical steel monumental staircase with no supports. A geometrical pattern perforates the bronze-colored aluminum scrim surrounding this building. This building's design alludes to a traditional crown shape, making its silhouette look like a stack of three inverted trapezoids. The Washington Monument stands just next to
the, like, African American History Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job.
Good job.
What is the name?
It literally does look like.
And your bonus.
Gustav
Mahler named his first symphony after this author's novel Titan. For 10 points each, name this early German romantic novelist who used a French pseudonym. The twins Walt and Volt in his unfinished novel The Awkward Age inspired Robert Schumann's personas Florestan and Insidious.
French pseudonym. I can give you Alice in my head. That's not right. Jean-Paul.
Critics like Friedrich Schlegel often compared Jean-Paul's digressive novels to the books of this Irish-born author who became a European celebrity after writing Tristram Shandy.
Stern.
This German author loved Stern and considered him equal to Shakespeare. A blistering polemic by Karl Kraus blames this man for infecting German literature with the Feuilleton after his 1831 flight from Germany to Paris.
Good Albus and Goethe, or Goethe, isn't he, right? Albus should have known. What else?
It's Heine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Albus
and Goethe. Was kind of Jonathan Franzen's
footnote. Yeah. Class 8. Kuhne and Heckmann argue that because life skill... Kuhne and Heckmann argue that because skill formation technologies possess a type of complementarity described by this term, there are high returns to investing in early childhood development. This term describes the type of inefficiency resulting from capital over-accumulation and overlapping generations models. In games with this property, there may be Nash equilibria that all agents prefer, but which are inconsistent without some sort of commitment device. Stokey, Lucas, and Prescott wrote a textbook on models described by this term, just drawing on methods invented by Richard Bellman. In those models described by this term...
Dynamic?
Yeah.
Good job. DSP. I didn't know if it was dynamic or stochastic. Or general. The three I can't follow.
And your bonus. This man recorded Miles Davis's albums Workin' and Steamin' in the living room of his parents' house. For 10 points each, name this man who helped create the Blue Note sound at his namesake studio in New Jersey. A remaster series called his namesake edition includes albums like Blue Train and something else.
I don't know. I mean, it's a Coltrane album, but
you're just trying to.
Yeah, Coltrane.
Van Gelder. Van Gelder recorded Don't Go to Strangers and many other albums for a singer with this first name and surname Jones. A jazz and soul singer with this first name recorded the song At Last for Chess Records.
Nora, right?
Wait. First name or last name? It's editor.
First name.
Editor.
In 1957, Van Gelder became one of the first to embrace this recording technology, which required the use of two-track tape. This technology was finally adopted fully by the Beatles in 1968 for the White Album.
Stereo, right? That's recording stereo.
Stereo.
Yep. How's it? 9. Examples of these substances associated with cibicides and cibicidoides have C13 to C12 ratios that lag behind atmospheric levels and are used to track fluid parcels' circulation. Transfer functions for comparing these substances use the prevalence of Emiliania huxleyi as a physical paleoproxy. The distribution of component size in these substances is bimodal and decreases over time as its larger component dissolves, resulting in a remainder of red clay. One type of them dominates the other in the Arctic, Antarctic, and the equator due to the influx of nutrients from upwelling. Their diagenesis can result in the formation of chert from discarded tests, and in other cases begins with a needle-like isoform aragonite. These substances' carbonaceous variety cannot form below the compensation depth and is primarily derived from coccolithophores, while their siliceous type is formed from diatoms. For 10 points, name these biogenous benthic sediments formed from 30% or more planktonic skeletons.
Limestone.
No.
Stromatolites.
This is booze.
Oh.
And tells a 10. This government was founded on an island in a river outside of Benonia shortly after a man received words of caution in the dying breath of his advisor, Ponsa. A major crisis for this government began with the expropriation of civilian land to resettle around 40,000 former soldiers, which led to a military standoff in Perusia.
The second
triumvirate. That's 15.
Nice.
And your bonus.
Nice.
Probes like TacMan use this phenomenon to monitor the progress of PCR in real time. For 10 points each, name this phenomenon that underlies dyes like rhodamine and silver green. Osamu Shimomura purified a protein which displays this phenomenon, allowing it to be used as a reporter for gene expression.
Fluorescence.
The dye fluorescein is frequently derivatized using this functional group, which is responsible for the pungency of wasabi and horseradish. When benzene is substituted with this functional group, it forms a reagent used to sequence proteins in the Edmund degradation.
Could be like a thiol?
I mean, it sounds like esters. They're smelly or anything.
It's an isothiocyanate. These probes for qPCR consist of a synthetic hairpin-shaped oligonucleotide with a fluorophore at the 5' end and a quencher at the 3' end. When they bind to a target sequence, they unfold, moving the quencher away from the fluorophore.
Is there a type of probe that unfolds?
Quantum dot.
Okay, what do you want?
Answer?
Quantum
dot. It's a molecular beacon.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That's a half.
That's a half pint of 155 to 70.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool, yeah.
Okay. Plus of 11. Early modern scholars identified this man and his squire as the subject of a Giorgione painting in the Uffizi that more likely depicts Alexander the Great's lieutenant Cletus holding an ornate sword. A statue of this man is paired with two sets of relief sculptures, one of which quotes the Parthenon frieze and cannot be seen from any normal viewing angle. Gregorio de Allegretto made a pair of sarcophagi depicting this man in ancient armor and his son Gianantonio in modern armor for a tomb in Il Santo, whose decoration was overseen by this man's widow, Giacomo della Lianessa. Contrary to legend, this man wasn't buried behind false doors in the 25-foot-high base of a bronze sculpture that depicts him wearing a breastplate bearing the winged head of Medusa. For 10 points, name this honeyed
Gianantonio?
Yeah.
That's the guy.
That's
tough.
That's David's sculpture.
And your bonus. A city founded by this man on Huelen Hill was later heroically defended by his mistress Inés de Suarez against near-total annihilation by Mishima Lonco. For 10 points each, name this man whose heart, according to an epic poem by Alonso de Arcia, was removed and passed around like a hot potato on the orders of Capulican, one of several Toki chiefs this man battled.
Maybe like Pedro de Valdivia, or the guy from Chile, maybe?
Valdivia?
Mm-hmm. Pedro de Valdivia supposedly cut the toes off of an invading force of these people at El Valle de la Mocha.
Yes.
Where they were led by Lautaro. These winners at the Battle of Tucapel remained independent, retained independence from the Biobío River throughout the entire colonial era.
Yeah.
Before his heart problems, Pedro de Valdivia served as a lieutenant under this man who executed his most famous foe after capturing him at Cajamarca.
Pizarro.
Yes. Pizarro.
That's 30. Plus of 12. Mau veteran Ian Henderson was called the butcher of this country due to his long career as its director of state security, which included resisting a mid-1990s uprising that helped force the National Action Charter of 2001. An athlete from this country was arrested and tortured for allegedly throwing Molotov cocktails at a police station, despite literally playing in a televised soccer match at the same time. Hakim Al-Arabi was nearly deported to this country while vacationing in Thailand, despite having been granted asylum by Australia. This country also jailed Syed Adnan, who missed a penalty against New Zealand that could have qualified it for the 2010 World Cup. Sheikh Salman, a native of this country, had his campaign for FIFA president derailed by this country's Bloody Thursday crackdown on protesters and its Pearl Roundabout.
Bahrain.
Yep. And your bonus. Description acceptable. The sketch that became this work was doodled in about an hour on a piece of discarded newspaper, after which the artist suggested centering it on top of the product so that it could be seen more easily. For 10 points each, identify this piece of commercial art produced at the request of the Catalan candy magnate and Enric Granat. It consists of a yellow eight-petaled daisy outline surrounding two cursive words in red.
Is it just the Chupa Chups logo?
Yes,
yeah, Chupa Chups logo.
Yep.
Good job.
This artist designed the Chupa Chups logo in 1969, 15 years after he painted the disintegration of his own painting, The Persistence of Memory. Holy shit, really? I didn't know that. This Franco-American father of industrial design created classic logos for Hoover, Exxon, Shell, and Nabisco, among many others.
Who's the guy? The guy.
It's not Bill Geddes, it's like...
It's a short name, I think.
Yeah.
Just keep him guessing.
Yeah.
Bill Geddes.
This is Lowy. Raymond Lowy.
Yeah. Raymond Lowy, yeah. You have the Coca-Cola on it too, right? Yeah.
Class of 13. Despite being larger than this compound, carborane ligands called nitrodicarbolids have a similar reactivity to it. A group of catalysts containing this ligand are made more efficient after reaction with a methyl aluminoxane, forming a catalytic system named for Walter Kaminsky. Those catalysts where two of this ligand are bound to titanium group elements are the second generation of homogeneous Ziegler-Natta catalysts. Two equivalents of this compound are joined by a linker group in compounds described by the prefix ANSA. A manganese atom bonds to three carbonyl groups and a methylated form of this compound to make an anti-knock agent. Titanium bonds to two equivalents of this compound and two bridging methyl groups in a carbonyl methylation reagent developed by Fred Tebbe. Two equivalents of this compound have a hapticity of 5 when they bond to iron to form the sandwich compound of iron.
Cyclopentadiene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your bonus, both this standard and the earlier ASM.js can be generated using the Mscripten SDK. For 10 points each, name this open standard for front-end development that allows browser applications to be compiled into a more efficient binary encoding. It was first released as a minimum viable product in 2017.
Rest was before that.
I don't know what this is.
I have no idea.
Rest.
It's WebAssembly. Like its namesake, WebAssembly uses an architecture based on sets of these statements, allowing execution by an in-browser virtual machine. Interpreters convert program statements to these statements in machine code.
byte code? Like instructions?
Yeah, yeah.
Instructions?
Mm-hmm. WebAssembly support for LLVM languages makes it viable for use with this language, the most loved by Stack Overflow users every year since 2016. This
Rust,
language invented, yeah.
Thank you.
Yay. Well, 14. This composer was discussed as one of the three apostles of the central style in the final chapter of Daniel Hertz's Music in European Capitals, which discusses his use of a double orchestra in his Opus 18 symphonies. Most of the music in this composer's Modern Complete Works edition was handwritten by editor Ernest Warburton, whose thematic catalog gave rise to this composer's W numbers. This composer's most famous large-scale work is probably a C minor viola concerto that's actually by Henri Cazadet.
Bach.
Prompt.
They want... I guess he did a CPE bot? No, the CPE bot.
Three of this Gallant composer's Opus 5 piano sonatas were arranged as the unnumbered piano concertos K107. This man co-founded a long-running concert series with the gamba player Carl Friedrich Abel in a city where he became the music master to George III's wife. For 10 points, name this major influence on the young Mozart, who was known as the London Bach.
W Bach?
It's JC. David Georgie translated a poem by this author in which the speaker threatens to pawn a prostitute's clothes until that little antichrist wheezes and howls and swears by the death of Jesus that I'll do no such thing. Each stanza of that poem by this author ends by referencing the old whorehouse where he and the pedal figure hold court. In Richard Wilbur's translation of a different poem by this author, the speakers describe the wind's fantasy, which has no object, yet would have us be pitted like thimbles at its beck and call, and the title group as rinsed and laundered by the rain. This author of the Ballad of Fat Margot wrote a poem whose speaker asks, where is Hipparchia and where is the
belong.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is
Matt.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Matt.
And your bonus, a claim about this event originated in the Annals of the Empire, discussing the reign of Holy Roman Emperor Maximilian II. For 10 points each, Voltaire claimed that nothing is better known than what event where the great commander Dragut was killed by a cannonball while trying to cut off Fort St. Elmo from Fort St. Angelo.
So it's the Siege of Malta.
Okay.
Voltaire's original quote goes on to claim that the siege checked the fortunes of this Ottoman sultan, whose forces besieged Vienna in 1527.
Suleiman the Magnificent.
The siege was resisted by the Knights Hospitaller, an order originally founded by a blessed Benedictine with this name. This is also the surname of a man who had his skin slowly pincered off as punishment for a murder committed while the victim was talking to Welsh commander Roger Williams.
So it's the guy who killed William Smiley, I think.
It's Gerard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 16. On the Nixon tapes, this man is heard telling the president via phone call that we got a little problem of identification as to how the people were killed, an issue he shrugs off by saying, but that's life. After this man sent Clarence B. Jones to join William Kunstler and New York Times journalist Tom Wicker at the site of an unfolding crisis, Jones invoked this man's secret donation of funds to bail Birmingham protesters out of jail to encourage this man to appear personally, as demanded by L.D. Barkley. According to Heather Ann Thompson's book Blood in the Water, this man led an extensive cover-up of his
Nelson
Rockefeller? Yes.
Yeah.
Andrew Bonus, this man's father of the same name was the first to introduce the symbol for pi. For 10 points each, name this Orientalist scholar who, in 1786, posited connections between Sanskrit and Western languages, such as Latin, which developed into the theory of Proto-Indo-European.
I'm sorry, what was the year?
17-something.
It's William something. William Jones.
Mm-hmm. Languages of the Indo-European family are divided into two groups based on their pronunciation of the word with this meaning, based on whether the
100.
Initial consonant merged with the plain velar.
100.
Yep.
Nice.
Emile Benveniste's work on the shared Indo-European roots for the words for hostility and this other word for the practice of receiving a guest with goodwill influenced a 2000 book by Jacques Derrida.
Hospitality.
Yeah
hospitality.
Mm-hmm. Good. 2017. An influential definition of this broad doctrine was given in a 1980 book by the biographer of Jonathan Edwards named George Marsden. This doctrine received its name from a series of 12 pamphlets sponsored by Lyman Stewart. A conference dedicated to this doctrine was organized in 1919 by William Bell Riley. This doctrine was analyzed as an erroneous mixture of mythos and logos in a 2000 book by Karen Armstrong. Starting at the Niagara Conference, this doctrine became deeply linked with a dispensationalism. Many early adherents to this doctrine use the Scofield Reference Bible, imbibing its pre-millennarian commentary. A 2018 book groups Wheaton College and Bob Jones University as This Doctrine View. This doctrine arose as a reaction to the higher criticism and other modernist ideas. For 10 points, name this doctrine.
Fundamentalism?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
And your bonus, this director screamed at an actress to hit her again during the hour-long filming of a fight scene, and he threw a monitor into the street after his leads giggled during the 100th take of their meet cute. For 10 points each, name this Tunisian-French filmmaker who became the first director to win a Palme d'Or alongside his lead actors for 2013's Blue is the Warmest Color, starring Adele Exarchopoulos and Aaliyah Seydoux.
He has an Arabic name.
Kashish. Abdelatif. The long, gratuitous sex scenes in Kashish's films have been deemed exemplars of this two-word term. Laura Mulvey's visual pleasure and narrative cinema coined this term for this scopophilic depiction of women by men. The most recent installment of Kashish's Maktoub My Love trilogy has this subtitle. Ingrid Bergman's Hollywood debut was as a violinist lover in a 1939 David O. Selznick film with this title.
They want the title?
The title of the Selznick film.
It's titled Intermezzo Love Story, but I don't know what phrase they want.
Answer?
Intermezzo Love Story, is what I'm saying.
I just want intermezzo, but yeah.
Alright.
How's 18? A book section repeatedly expresses how watching this activity makes the narrator think of Zora Neale Hurston's quote, "I feel most color when I am thrown against a sharp white background." An essay describes how its author succeeded at this activity through geometric thinking that accounted for the high...
Tennis?
15. And your bonus.
Yeah, I figured when you...
This critic contrasted Chaucer and Pope's use of rhyme in his essay on the relation of rhyme to reason. For 10 points each, name this proponent of new criticism who collected his essays in books like Hateful Contraries and The Verbal Icon.
New criticism.
Wimsatt collaborated with Monroe Beardsley to write essays arguing that these two critical fallacies result in biography and relativism. They define one of them as a confusion between the poem and its results, and the other is a confusion between the poem and its origins.
Something about the author.
Yes, author
the
intent and, like, I don't know what they want.
Effect on the reader.
Yeah, intent and effect.
It's effective and intentional.
Okay.
Another new critic, Cleon Brooks, analyzed this author's poem, The Canonization, of his essay, The Well Wrought Urn. T.S. Eliot's essay, The Metaphysical Poets, praised this author's unified sensibility of thought and feeling.
Yeah, that's funny.
David Leon analyzed how religion has transformed in postmodern society in a book titled Jesus in This Place. Louis Marin put forth This Place as the foremost example of a degenerate utopia. A book claims that the objective profile of the United States then may be traced through This Place, which the author compares to the Watergate scandal. An essay about this non-Asian location was criticized in Rem Koolhaas's SMLXL for making the imperialist assumption...
Las Vegas.
No. That only Westerners can embrace modernity. That essay titled for This Place contrasts the perfect cleanness of supermalls with the execution of Dutchman Johannes van Damme. This place is called the quintessence of consumer ideology and described as embodying the title quality even more than nearby Hearst Castle in Umberto Eco's Travels in Hyperreality. William Gibson described Singapore as this location with a death penalty.
Disneyland.
Yep.
It's not like
a your bonus. In the 18th century, emphasis placed on clinical practice and physiology led this city to surpass Padua as a center of medical learning. For 10 points each, name this city where modern medical instruction was pioneered by Hermann Boerhaave. This institution's famed Hortus Botanicus was located next to an observatory built to house Rudolf Snellius' Grape Quadrant. Leiden was home to one of Europe's first theaters for observing this practice central to empirical anatomical learning. Nicolaus Tulp, who was instructed at Leiden, was painted carrying out this type of instruction by Rembrandt.
Dissection.
Mm-hmm. Boerhaave was the teacher of this man who revolutionized medicine in the Habsburg Empire while serving as Maria Theresa's personal doctor. To his considerable aggravation, this man was dispatched to solve a local vampire problem in Serbia after the Treaty of Pasarowitz brought Balkan lands into the Habsburg domain.
This is the vampire guy, are you saying?
I thought it was someone else.
It wasn't that old.
That was not that.
He was more modern.
What's your answer?
Similar.
This is Gerard von Swieten.
That's
10 points.
That's
and toss up the last.
Oh.
A formula to compute this concept's breadth calculates the Bhattacharya distance between the distribution of resources and the population distribution. Its breadth can also be calculated by summing 1 over the sum of squares of proportions of individuals in each resource state in a uniformity measure developed by Richard Levins. When this concept is repeatedly
a niche.
Yes, just as I started the first word out of power.
Oh.
And your
I think that has a
This school of philosophy was developed during a so-called period of cessation and was influenced by Gnostic and Sufi beliefs. For 10 points each, name this mystical school of Islamic philosophy founded by the 12th century Persian thinker Sohrawardi. It is based on the principle of sufficient reason and the Aristotelian injunction against natural infinities.
Well,
I was going to say illuminationist.
Okay, illuminationist.
Mm-hmm. Sohrawardi translated this philosopher's work, Treatise of the Bird, into Persian, although he opposed this man's peripatetic views. This man also wrote an encyclopedia called The Canon of Medicine.
Avicenna.
Yep. This 17th century Persian philosopher, considered the master of illuminationist philosophy, described a doctrine of existence in his best-known work, Four Journeys.
It's not Ibn Arabi, is it?
I think related than that, but no. Oh wait, no, actually no. Sorry,
Ibn Arabi.
This is Mulla Sadra.
Sorry,
right. 10 points.
That's
good.
Let's
get going.
Sorry,
it's a block. Three for the first one. Oh, sorry.